If you watch a lot of TV during your teenage years, Jessica and Ashley Simpson certainly don't need no introduction. Both born in Waco, Texas, first launched their respective careers in music and television when they were just teenagers. But Ashley, her career ended in tragedy. Today, I'm going to be discussing her history and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. While Jessica was making waves in the music world, Ashley pursued career acting, and in 2002, she joined the cast of Seventh Heaven as Cecilia Smith. The next year, Jessica and her then husband, Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees, launched their very own MTV reality show, Newlyweds Nick and Jessica. It was a hell of a time after only debuting years before Keeping Up with the Kardashians. While the show chronicled the couple's relationship as a newly married couple, it also provided a platform for Ashley. Following the success of the series, she released her very own spin-off series, The Ashley Simpson Show, which would focus on the recording of her debut album. Amid release of the show, she famously dyed her hair black in hopes of distinguishing herself from her sister. In 2004, Our Biography was released. Thanks to the success of her reality show, it became the highest-selling debut album by a female artist that year. Then, on October 23rd, things would take a very, very huge hit. Ashley booked a gig on Saturday Night Live with Jude Law as the host, and unfortunately, it was more of a jig than gig. Meant to distract for the fact that she was just caught lip-syncing on the show, and with that step fell the first domino in line of misfortunes for her family. She blamed acid reflux for the backing track, but the damage was already done. SNL Grand Poobah Lorne Michaels wagged his finger at her publicly, and even in the pre-Twitter and Think Piece overload days, she got pummeled by press. The Washington Post columnist Lisa De Moraes went so far as to compare it to Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, better known as Nipplegate, at the Super Bowl earlier that year. Ashley had trouble recovering, most notably suffering a booing crowd after a very live and very off-key rendition of her song La La at the 2005 Orange Bowl. In October 2005, Ashley released her second album, I Am Me, where a return appears on SNL that went much better. And she never quite recovered. Then she released her third album, Bittersweet World, in April 2008. Unfortunately, the new album managed to surpass the success of her debut. In 2009, she returned to television when she appeared in the revamped version series of Melrose Place. Although Ashley played the role of Violet Foster in the series, she was ran out of the show just after 12 episodes. For almost a decade, Ashley stepped away from the public sphere to focus on raising her children. Upon finally stepping back into the spotlight, the singer looked completely unrecognizable from her early days. In 2005, Ashley began dating her band drummer Braxton Aleta. The pair's relationship came to an end in July 2006. A few months after her split, she was dating Fall Out Boy bassist Pete Wentz. In February 2008, she was spotted wearing a diamond ring on her left hand. Although she initially claimed that the ring was a promise ring, the couple confirmed their engagement in April 2008. They officially tied the knot on May 17th of that year, with Ashley's father officiating the ceremony. Following their wedding day, she changed her last name to Simpson Wentz, and 2 weeks after the wedding, she announced her pregnancy. In November 2008, they welcomed son Bronx Malgili Wentz. The middle name Malgili is the same character's name from the Jungle Book, if y'all didn't know that. In February 2011, Ashley filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. In June 2011, she began dating Boardwalk Empire actor Vincent Piazza until they split in November 2012. Then in July 2013, she began dating Diana Ross's son, Evan. The couple were engaged in January 2014 and got married at Diana's Connecticut estate in August of that year. In July 2015, the couple welcomed their first child together, daughter Jagger Snow Ross. In 2018, the couple shared their hopes to have another child. Then the same year, their reality series, Ashley and Evan, premiered on E! And the same year, they released their debut single, I Do. She said, I want to finish this album definitely. For sure. Definitely one more, and then we'll see what happens after that. Evan said, I love more kids. We're definitely having another one. Then in April 2020, they announced baby number 3 in a sponsored Instagram post. We are pregnant and we are so excited to share with everyone. Baby number 3. Announcing her pregnancy during the coronavirus pandemic, Ashley added, during this unprecedented time, we know pregnant women may be under greater stress, which is why we are supporting March of Dimes Mom and Baby hashtag COVID-19 Intervention and Support Fund. Check out their Instagram page to see how they are helping moms and babies get the care they need now and in the future. They also have a positive co-parent relationship with P. Wentz, who now has 2 more children with his partner Megan Camper. It's great. We have a great family. We're all close friends, they got Ross said. Seriously, we really lucked out. Ashley was on her way to be the most successful artist along with Jessica, but due to an embarrassing moment on TV, it ended pretty much in bad press and bad publicity. Now her music career has never recovered. But right now, she's definitely a full-time mom. So, at least she forgot about it. And that's it for this episode of Word and Now. Do y'all think Ashley Simpson's career might recover, or do you think it's already over? Anyway, it was a very embarrassing moment for Ashley. She's now known as the SNL lip singer, and it's a very bad reputation. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to follow me on my socials. The link is in the bio of this podcast. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you guys.